In comedy, there are certain unspoken rules. There are topics that all but the most extreme would find taboo.
These toys are all safe. These toys are totally safe. Here, of course they have some strychnine. How do you expect toys to stay together without strychnine?
Throughout history, there are hundreds of examples of when taboo jokes have worked and when they have not. Sometimes they fall flat, like Roseanne Barr singing in an ironic off-key rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. Others reach beyond just comedy or performance and become their own brand of art. Saturday Night Live proved that out after 9/11 in their first return show back.
Saturday Night Live is one of our great New York City institutions, and that's why it's important for you to do your show tonight.
Can we be funny?
Why start now?
Yet, dancing the line between comedy and disaster is walking on a tightrope above shark-infested waters.
Live from New York, the Saturday Night.
The impact for many is so personal and emotionally charged. It's hard enough to make entertainment out of someone else's tragedy, but why would anyone make entertainment out of their own?
I was going to originally just write a quick blog post, and as I started writing the story out on my own, things just kept pouring out of me.
Meet Jamie Campbell. Jamie is an established stand-up comedian. He has appeared in numerous commercials and on stand-up specials, including the TBS Just for Laughs special.
So imagine I quit my day job, and my family found out that I'm just trying to pay the rent with dick jokes. They're like, oh, really? Oh, just comedy, huh? That's it? Just comedy. Oh. Well, how's that working out for you? Tell you how it's working out. I have a Cricket phone account. I have to specify account because I do not have a phone.
But about a year ago, Jamie felt compelled to go to his computer and start writing. He didn't know that 12 months later, he would be performing what he wrote in a one-man show centered around his kidnapping as a child.
I don't know why after 25 years I did this initially, but through kind of exploring it, it felt like this weight that had been hanging around my neck all of this time, and I kind of wanted to get the weight off of me.
I spoke to him about what creating a piece of art born out of trauma was like and what it has done to his psyche.
I posted it because I was in between work and in kind of a downtime. And usually if I'm feeling down and like nothing's happening, I make myself do some sort of work. And so that was the idea, was just to write this. Then as these things started pouring out and I realized this wasn't going to be just a one-off quick story, I posted the first part and then I went to the grocery store. And when I was in the grocery store, all of these feelings of doubt started creeping in and I started feeling kind of naked and exposed for what I had put on the internet. And I started going, oh, man, people are going to think you're acting like a victim, or people are going to think that you're saying, poor me, or even worse, people are going to be indifferent and not even care about this personal thing that you've posted. And I made up my mind as soon as I got home, I was going to take it off of the internet and be like, well, that was a thing I almost did. But by the time I got home, I was bombarded with messages and comments. I even had other people reach out to me, including one friend from high school who I had not talked to in a long time. But due to technology and Facebook, she was able to see the post, and her husband had been through a similar situation and had kind of felt alone. And when I started posting my story, I did not expect to connect with people that had been through similar things. And people started reaching out and telling me their own stories. And suddenly this weight that I was getting off of me and sharing with the world and letting them kind of take that weight and handle some of that. Other people were throwing their baggage and their weight on me, and it became this catharsis, and people started saying, you have to do something with it, whether it's a novel or a screenplay or a one-man show, because the story needs to be told, because other people need to hear it.
So inspired by that outpouring of feedback he got, Campbell decided to take that blog post and turn it into a one-hour, one-man show. That show premieres this weekend at Kansas City's Fringe Festival.
But I'd say about 90% of the show this Friday when it debuts is going to be the first time an audience sees it. And I'm not used to not having the safety net of getting to try something out at open mics and variety shows and places where I can get kind of a guest spot.
The story is an emotional one based upon this unbelievable story of his abduction as an 11-year-old child.
As I was going through it, people started commenting not just on, you know, this is an amazing story, I have something similar. They started asking questions. They wanted to know what happens next, and they became invested in 11-year-old me.
And in talking to Jamie, it's clear that by telling this story, he's not only worked out some things on his own, but he's also put a story out there that is resonating with all types of people.
It made me realize that the story is not just, hey, here's something bad that happened to me. It's a compelling story that people that did not actually live through that are going to find parallels in their own life, even though they didn't go through. You know, most of the people that are going to be listening to the story were never kidnapped. But there may be some spot where, because there's a lot of abuse that happened to me as a kid and happened to other people in my family that come out in this. And the main feedback that I started getting was people going, this makes me feel like it's okay because I got through this and I'm an okay person. And I have not talked about this to anyone, but because you were willing to share, it makes me feel okay sharing because I'm not coming at this cold. When you share something that you're vulnerable about with someone else, you don't know if they've been through anything similar. It can be scary because you don't know if they're going to go, hey, that was your fault, or it doesn't sound like it was that bad, or wow, you must be broken and damaged. But since I had shared these pieces of me, people knew that that's not the perspective I was going to have for them. And so they were more comfortable and more willing to come forward with their baggage. And it made me feel like I was doing something good. And maybe that's a little bit selfish in that I did get something personal out of it. But I think it also is something that anybody that has a story of pain should know, is that if they come forward, it's not only going to be an unburdening of them. And like there was a weight that got lifted off as I got a positive response from people. But also the fact that when you share that, other people are going to feel comfortable coming to you with their problems.
But throughout the blog post and the creation of the one-man show, it is clear that Jamie is still a comedian. And he promises that the show won't just be misery and suffering.
I'd say definitely expect to laugh, because there's going to be a lot of that cathartic laughter, that breaking of the tension laughter within the story. But also expect to get to know a little boy who needs to be loved.
All that being said, it is a very personal story and one that grabs Campbell at different times during his performance.
I never know when I'm going to break down when I'm telling this story, because there are different moments and different memories as I'm telling it that hit me differently each time. And it's rare that I go through the whole thing and don't have a moment where I'm about to lose it or I full on do lose it, but it's almost always at a different spot. And I think with the energy of a live crowd, the emotions are going to be very high.
His story is certainly a shocking one, and one that's been a real challenge to find the comedy in, but it's also going to be a very compelling show and a unique entry to this year's Fringe Festival. Taking something tragic and turning it into something beautiful for a comedian is ever the challenge, but it is clear that Jamie Campbell is jumping in with both feet.
And I like who I am now. I'm able to laugh at a lot of those things, and I hope an audience will too.
Tickets for the Fringe Festival can be found at kcfringe.org, and Jamie Campbell's presentation of The Devil on the Wall, or That Time I Got Kidnapped, is performing from July 21st through July 28th, and his comedy can be found at jamiecampbellcomedy.com. For RamblingMorons.com, I'm Chris Kambler.